There are only a few surviving elderly women in South Korea who were forced into sex slavery during World War II, but the demonstrations in front of the Japanese embassy in Seoul are attracting more young people, like 16-year-old Kwang O-ri-young, who have become passionate about the issue.
Japanese doing such a kind to us, so we couldn't stand it. We couldn't bear it.
It is estimated that over 200,000 women from across Asia were forced to become comfort women for occupying Japanese soldiers during the war. Rally organizer Yoon Mi Hyung with the Korean Council for the Women Drafted for Military Sexual Slavery by Japan says they have been protesting now for nearly a quarter century.
The reason why we stand here until now is that the Japanese government has not accepted its crime and not offered an official apology and legal compensation, which victims have been asking for.
The comfort women issue has become even more contentious since Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe adopted a less apologetic tone towards Japan's wartime past. His visit to a war memorial last year that included the names of war criminals angered his neighbors. Mr. Abe also alienated China, South Korea, and other Asian countries by questioning Japan's past apologies on the comfort women issue. Some of his conservative allies have suggested that not all the women were forced into prostitution. More recently, South Korea criticized Mr. Abe's visit to Jerusalem, including a Holocaust memorial for victims of German war crimes, saying that he will be taken seriously when he addresses Japan's atrocities. Prime Minister Abe suggested he may alter a 1995 statement from former Prime Minister Tomiichi Murayama, giving a broad apology for wartime damage and suffering when he makes his own statement in August on the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II.
As it is now 70 years since the end of the Second World War, the Abe cabinet will be reflecting on what we did wrong in the last war and also on our progress as a peace-loving nation.
At the rally, a chair was left empty for a comfort woman victim who recently passed away. Yoon Mi Hyung says this new generation of protesters will not let Korea's sense of outrage dissipate after all the survivors die.
The purpose of our activity is not to repeat such a tragic event like the comfort woman issue. It is also what the victims want.
The protesters, they say, will not forget and not forgive until Japan makes amends. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.